Air travel has fallen drastically in the pandemic. In Hawaii, the number of daily passengers is down more than 90% from last year. That has gutted the state's tourism-dependent economy. Leaders in Hawaii have been looking for ways to safely bring tourists back and recently unveiled a new feature at local airports. Hawaii Public Radio's Ryan Finnerty reports.
All international and continental U.S. travelers are required to stay home or in their hotel room for 14 days after arrival and monitor their health.
The concourses at Daniel K. Inouye International Airport in Honolulu are mostly empty these days. This time last year, more than 30,000 people were arriving in Hawaii every day. Now, there are fewer than 2,000. Hawaii was the first state in the country to enact a travel quarantine. Anyone arriving in the islands is required to self-isolate at home or a hotel for 14 days. Travelers who are still coming now have their body temperature checked by special thermal cameras, part of the effort to prevent anyone infected with COVID-19 from bringing the virus to Hawaii. While deplaning, passengers are scanned and flagged if they have a temperature higher than 100.4 degrees Fahrenheit. Tim Sakahara is with the Hawaii Department of Transportation.
In those situations, that passenger will be pulled aside for an additional evaluation, in addition to having the option of having a COVID-19 test taken here at the airport.
Passengers found to have COVID are directed to isolate for 2 weeks. The Hawaii Department of Health says it makes daily phone calls to monitor the condition of positive individuals and ensure they're staying at home.
Keep folks distance, please. Keep folks distance.
On a full flight from San Francisco, masked passengers walk up the jetway at normal speed and exited into the concourse without having to slow down or bunch up.
Please keep you guys distance, please.
Previously, National Guard troops had to check each arriving passenger individually. But Bill Carlton with NEC says this type of system is much more efficient than scanning passengers by hand.
So instead of taking half an hour or 40 minutes sometimes to offload 200 passengers on a flight, now they're doing it inside of 10 or 12 minutes.
The cameras also allow screeners to avoid close contact with travelers, although they're still present to check passengers who might not register, like small children or people in wheelchairs. Of course, not everyone with COVID will have a fever or even display symptoms at all. But this type of symptom check can still produce a measurable impact, says Tim Brown, who studies epidemics at the East-West Center in Honolulu.
Airport screening for temperature and symptoms picked up about 32.7% of those cases. So one-third, basically.
That number comes from a study in Taiwan in which all arriving passengers were tested and quarantined in addition to getting a temperature check. Brown says if thermal screening is paired with mandatory pre-flight testing for the virus, as many as 90% of infected individuals could be identified. But the idea is not without controversy. While phase one of the project only covers thermal screening, phase two of the project will incorporate a facial recognition camera to help screeners verify which passengers are running a fever. That has civil rights watchdogs like the ACLU of Hawaii's Mateo Caballero on alert.
We have concerns about the constitutionality of the technology, particularly here in Hawaii, where there is a specific right to privacy recognized in the Hawaii Constitution.
The Transportation Department's Tim Sakahara says only passengers running a temperature will have their photo taken, and the state is taking steps to protect travelers' privacy.
It's only going to be kept on record for 30 minutes, and then it'll be purged and deleted. The picture itself will not identify that person. It won't know that person's name, won't know their address, where they live, certainly not something like their social security number. None of that will be known.
The ultimate goal of using facial capture is to have screeners be even further removed from a potentially sick passenger. The system would detect a traveler with a fever, take their photo, and send it to a designated response team elsewhere in the terminal. But for now, it's only checking temperatures. The facial recognition component won't be ready until December. For Here and Now, I'm Ryan Finnerty.